and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us, and we do have the telephone lines open today. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air with your question. All right, let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program, and we just pray that things we talk about will be profitable and encouraging and helpful to some, and that perhaps, if need be, convicting to others, and that all would be done for your glory to point people to Christ, that they might know him as their personal Lord and Savior. Bless you, use the program today for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome to the program here today. We talk about a variety of things, and next week coming up, we are going to have William Federer back with us again. He was on last week, and he is going to be talking a week from today on this program about the Pilgrims and Thanksgiving, the origins of Thanksgiving. That'll be Friday, November the 22nd. So I just wanted to let you know that in advance. And also 2 weeks from now on Friday the 29th, I've been informed that we're being preempted by a sports program. So that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. But we hope you'll be able to join with us next week as well as this week. Again, our phone number, 888-677-9673. Wanted to talk about some couple things this morning were running around in my head looking at talking about, and the Employment Non-Discrimination Act that we mentioned a couple times over the past couple of weeks has passed and hadn't had a chance to say much about it. This is the one that basically will add sexual orientation or gender identity to the Civil Rights Act, which means that it will not be possible to not hire somebody because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Sexual orientation, people understand that generally, whether they consider themselves a homosexual or a heterosexual. Gender identity gets a little more confusing. That's basically if a guy decides that he is really a woman in a man's body and wants to dress that way, you cannot refuse him. You must accommodate that. Or likewise, if a woman really feels that she's a man in a woman's body and she wants to use the men's restroom, for instance, and the men's locker room, you have to accommodate that. Likewise, the man that thinks that he's actually a woman in a man's body, you have to accommodate by allowing him to use the women's restroom, things of that sort of nature. But both of our state senators, or our senators in Washington, voted for that, Sherrod Brown, as well as Senator Portman. Senator Portman kind of made a show of wavering on the fence, but it was, I think, pretty much a given that he was going to vote for it. After all, his son he revealed was homosexual, and he conveniently revealed that after he was elected on a platform that partially included defending traditional marriage. And then after he got elected, he revealed that his son was homosexual, and he had rethought his position on homosexual marriage. My wife, I think, had the best take on that. She said, well, what if his son had come out and been a serial killer? Would he have rethought his position on murder? So that's a good point. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673, and we have Fran on the line. And Fran, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Okay, thank you. I have a question about the blood moons.
About what?
That moon turns into blood.
The blood moon, yes.
And a lot of fun around. They're talking, different groups are talking about that now, including Pastor Sanders mentioned it one time on his program. And I was wondering what what does all entail? Do you believe that's true, or, you know, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, and actually, I don't know that we've mentioned it on the Friday afternoon program, but I do think a couple times we've touched on it a little bit on Sunday night. And the blood moon is, I'm trying to remember because it's been a little while since I looked at it, but I think it's supposed to be a little bit different than like the lunar eclipse. If anybody's seen a lunar eclipse, the moon typically takes on a reddish coppery color. And the reason for that is the Earth comes between the sun and the moon. And as the Earth comes between the sun and the moon, the sunlight coming through the Earth's atmosphere is kind of refracted. And just like when you see a sunrise or a sunset, it's kind of reddish oftentimes.
Right.
And then that's reflected from the moon's surface. That's where you get that reddish color. But the blood moon is supposed to be a little bit different, and I'm sorry, I just right at the moment, I can't think of the exact definition. However, there are in the next next couple of years, a number of times when they're going to have what they call this blood moon. And the Bible does talk about seeing signs, you know, in the sky, signs and things that'll indicate that things are about to happen. Occurrence of these blood moons, the last time, and I'm going out on a limb here, this is just purely from memory from what I've looked at in the past. The last time I believe that there were these blood moons, one was in 1948 when Israel became a state. There was a blood moon at that time, and I think if I remember correctly, maybe if somebody knows a little more about this and wants to call in, I believe that there was a blood moon at the time of the Six-Day War when the Arab nations around Israel tried to destroy them. And it seems like there has been an occurrence of these blood moons every time that there have been some kind of events taking place in Israel or related to the Jewish people. There was another one, I believe, back in the 1400s when the king of Spain decreed that all of the Jews should be forced out of Spain. Let's see. Luke chapter 21 is a little bit of information, I guess, that pertains to this. Luke chapter 21, and let's start here in verse number 11. Let's see. Luke chapter 21, starting in verse 11, the Bible says, "In great earthquakes..." And actually, let's go back up a little bit here, because the people are asking about signs of the Lord's coming.
Right.
And they said in verse 7, "Master, when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass?" And he talks about different things. In verse 10, he says to them, "Nation shall rise against nation." We certainly see that today, kingdom against kingdom. "And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places," and we're certainly seeing these things, "and famines and pestilences, and fearful signs, and great sights shall there be from heaven." And we do have a comet right now, that comet Ison, which is actually, I haven't looked for it because I haven't been able to get to a place where I can see the eastern, southeastern sky in the morning, because I live at the bottom of the hill, and the hill blocks the eastern sky from me. But if you're in a place where you can see it on early in the morning, just before sunrise, the comet Ison should be visible there. And then later this month and into next month, it'll be visible in the evening, and there's a chance that it might actually be visible even during the in the daytime, if it grows bright enough. And then there's a second comet also coming through this year. And comets in and of themselves don't mean anything. We have comets periodically, but we see a number of things that are happening.
Right.
Comets, these blood moon phenomena, and then he talks about that with the signs in the heavens. And a little further down, as he's talking to the disciples, he says in verse number 25, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, and with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And these are going to be events leading up eventually here, culminating in the return of Christ at the end of the tribulation period. And the sun has been going through some interesting activity here lately. It's gone through recently a period of unusual quietness, and then we've had some other things, lack of sunspots, unusual lack of sunspots, and then other unusual activities have been taking place in the sun that people have been speculating on what's causing that. And all these things, I think, are foreshadows of what is to come. Because we know that during the tribulation period, the sun is going to, is going to increase in its heat, and also other things are going to be taking place. In the Book of Revelation, talks about wormwood, which appears to be probably some kind of an asteroid or something,
right,
or perhaps even a comet that impacts the earth. And then also there's the stars falling from heaven, which would be a meteor shower. And it's not literal stars. A lot of times people don't understand when the Bible talks about stars what it's meaning, because in years gone by, in ancient times, planets were called stars. In fact, the Greek word that was assigned to planets was what literally meant wandering stars. And the Greek word that was applied to comets literally meant a hairy star, you know, because the comet has a stream coming out behind it, the tail, like the long hair of a woman's head, you know, flowing in the breeze behind it. And then, of course, the planets called wandering stars because they didn't follow the same pattern in the skies like the other stars do, like the stars do that we think of, the regular pattern through the sky at night. They kind of wandered around here and there and exhibited different sort of motion because of their relationship to the earth being different than the stars. And then, of course, meteors were called, and we call them still today, falling stars. So a star basically was any bright light in the sky, and with the exception of the sun and the moon. We had the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the Bible says there's going to be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And these things are going to ratchet up during the course of the tribulation, finally culminating, of course, during the return of Christ.
And this is to draw Israel, and this is to draw the Jews in. I think it's going to be a light to open their eyes to the coming of the Lord.
Yeah, I think it will, because if you think about it, the Jewish people, they're familiar with the blood moons and its happening during times of, you know, events of tremendous importance in the Jewish history.
Right.
And, there's Jewish rabbis and things who look at these things, and they understand that. I mean, some of the sites online, if somebody goes online and they search for blood moon in Israel, blood moon in the Jewish people, they'll find some interesting articles. I'm not going to by any means endorse everything that's out there.
Right.
Sometimes we speculate too much, but the fact of the matter remains, the blood moon phenomena, and again, I apologize that I can't give the accurate definition of it, but it is a phenomena that historically only occurs every once in a while, and there is this, what the world would call a surprising coincidence that it usually occurs at times that things are of great importance are happening amongst the Jewish people. And certainly the return of Christ would be a great happening as far as the Jewish people are concerned,
right,
because, the Jewish people are still waiting for the Messiah. And, of course, we as believers know that the Messiah came. And
yep.
So, this gets them thinking about that.
Right. So. Well, it's just awesome. To bring the Jews, if this is a way to bring them into the Lord, it's worth it, you know. If they don't believe anything else, they'll see for themselves, you know. It's a pre-runner with the Lord's coming back. It's, the blood moons, it's just kind of one of the signs that's going to lead people back to the Lord.
Oh, yeah, and it's what the Bible says. I mean, signs and wonders. There were some signs and wonders accompanying the first arrival of Christ, And the signs and the wonders are not there, you know, specifically just to be signs and wonders. They're there to tell us who Jesus is. In fact, Acts chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by," notice this, "by miracles and wonders and signs,
right,
whom God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know." And so the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that occurred when Jesus came the first time, you know, right there, Acts chapter 2, Peter preaching to the people says that they were there to show us that Jesus was the Messiah. He was approved of God in his ministry and in the things that he did. Let me give you one more. John chapter 20 and verse, 30 and 31, it says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." So these things were done to authenticate Jesus and his ministry. And so I think as we return, we see, you know, the catching away of the believers,
right,
and then the events of the tribulation, and then the actual physical return of Christ to the earth that's prophesied take place. There's going to be signs and wonders, and as we saw, signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, as well as on earth, authenticating that this is, again, the work of God.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor.
Oh, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that, Fran, and
hey,
have a blessed day.
You too,
and again, thank you for the call, and you are listening to Live with Pastor Al. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, that's one of the reasons we're here. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'd love to take your call if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And just by way of a little advertising or promoting of our Bible study, we have a Bible study. Information will be given at the end of the program every Friday night, and this is what we do at Friday night, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock, an informal Bible study that we hold at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross, Northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland. And we'd love to have you come out and visit us there. If you've got questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, and you would like to get into some questions that maybe take a little more time than 5 minutes on the radio program, we'd love to have you visit. And while I'm advertising things, let me give a nod out to East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, the home of the homemade pizza, and one of our sponsors here on Live with Pastor Al. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across from the high school. And you can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Mention Live with Pastor Al, and you can get a medium one-topping pizza for $5. And that's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, right across from the high school, 216-341-9100. And we've got another call here to Live with Pastor Al, and we have Sarah calling in. And Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Pastor.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to, I hear a lot of preachers out there saying we could be waiting another 100 or 500 years for the rapture. Is that true with all the signs we're seeing now?
Well, I'm not going to say it's untrue, but I think it's unlikely. I don't think that's the more probable thing. There's a variety of reasons to believe that it might be much closer than that. I know people say that have said that for some time. We do know that it's going to take place according to the Word of God. There is some indication, and I might revisit this on the radio program sometime, but a few years ago, we did a study at our church on the Bible talks about the fig tree bearing its leaves and budding before, you know, talking about looking to the time of Christ coming back. And I'm going to try and sum up a couple hours worth of stuff in about 5 minutes here. Everybody, you know, if you remember back when Jesus went into Jerusalem prior to the Last Supper and being betrayed and crucified and all, there's a perplexing scene where he sees a fig tree and he looks to see if he can find fruit on it, even though it's not the time for figs. And he finds no fruit, and the fig tree's cursed. He curses the fig tree, and it shrivels up. And he says that the fig tree is to bear no more fruit. And people wonder about that, but then Jesus gives the example that when you see the fig tree beginning to bud, you would know that the generation that sees that essentially would see the completion of these things, which would be the rapture, the tribulation, and the return of Christ at the end of the tribulation. And there's evidence in the scripture that the fig tree represents the nation of Israel. And because he was arriving to Israel to present himself as the Messiah, but they rejected him, he should have found a people that were willing to bear fruit, spiritual fruit, but they found none. And really, it was not yet the time. And so they rejected Christ as the Messiah. And so they've borne no fruit, and they will not bear fruit again until the time of the tribulation, when the fig tree buds again. And people believe the fig tree budding was when Israel came together as a state again in 1948. And so then that begs the question, what is the length of a generation? And the Bible talks about the number of a man's years being 70, or if by strength, 80. And so if you apply that, do the math from 1948 on, and then, and I'm not trying to confuse people, then subtract the 7 years of the tribulation period, you would see that generation, if that's indeed the definition, ending somewhere between 2011 and 2021, which is the time frame that we're in. If that's the case, that would seem to be, and the Bible never says that we won't know, the rough time. It just says we don't know the day nor the hour. Harold Camping got in trouble with that a few years ago when he tried predicting it, and of course, he was wrong. It wasn't the first time that he predicted it. It wasn't the first time that he was wrong, and many other people have done that. But the Bible does know or say that we can know the season. And so perhaps we are in the season. It sure seems that way. And like you said, the things that are happening in the world today sure seem to be moving in that direction. It seems that that we are, as the Bible said, as in the day of Noah, people rejecting God, people doing whatever gives them pleasure. We're in those days. And so we see things seem to be coming to a kind of a climax in world history, which would lead to the return of Christ. So I think that it's pretty soon. I'm not going to say dogmatically it's going to be by 2021 by any means. I mean, that's just assuming that's the length of a generation, and that's assuming that we're going by 1948, and that's the budding of the fig tree. Those are assumptions. A generation could be just meaning people who are alive when Israel was reborn as a nation will be alive when Christ comes back. And that could, lengthen that time, by a number of years. So, but I do think we need to be in the scriptures. We need to be watching what's happening. We need to be praying. And though we're running out of time on the program, it is clear that we're running out of time in human history. The Lord will come back. We are one day closer than we were yesterday. And now is the time, now is the accepted time, now is the day that people should put their faith in Christ as their Savior, if they haven't done so already. I think events are showing that people need to be sure of their salvation. People that are listening, perhaps, that have been toying with the idea of investigating the claims of Christ, whether he's really the Lord, God in the flesh, who died for our sins, they ought to be looking into that. They ought to get into a Bible-believing church where they can hear about that. Of course, we're out of time with the program here today. Sarah, I want to thank you for the call, and stay tuned. Maybe we'll continue on this in a next couple of weeks or something. We have William Federer coming to be with us next week on the radio, talking about the Pilgrims and Thanksgiving. And, of course, we got Sunday night program as well. We're out of time this week. And trust Christ as your Savior before you run out of time personally. And, of course, if we can be a help please contact us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The information's coming up here at the end. If you know Christ as your Savior, now's the time. We need to be redeeming the time, doing what we can to reach the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and